If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
There's a new Billy Joel documentary coming out. Do we know anything more about his health, Dean?
Just that he has canceled all of his shows. He says that he's okay, that he's getting treatment. In some other interviews that he's been doing, he just said that he can't do the pressure of doing a concert tour right now and is just kind of taking it easy. And that included sitting out the premiere of the new documentary on his life that was shown for opening night of the Tribeca Film Festival in New York last night. The directors of the film, which is called Billy Joel and So It Goes, they were on hand. And they said that Billy says that he's confident he will be returning to the stage. And shared a message from Billy Joel that says, getting old sucks, but it's still preferable to getting cremated. So,
yeah, you could say that.
Take that into your days today as you all get ready to go to your work. This Billy Joel documentary is going to be debuting on HBO a little bit later on this summer.
Well, that's good because Martin Scorsese will see it since it's not going to be in a theater, right?
Yeah, Martin Scorsese says he's said this several times before, but while guys like Tom Cruise are going, you got to go to the theaters. You have to be in a theater and see a movie on a big screen to really be able to enjoy it. Martin Scorsese says there is no way that he's doing that. He has reportedly said in an interview that he refuses to see a movie in theaters with audiences because of bad behavior by you people out there on your telephones. What was I watching the other day? I was seeing the new How to Train Your Dragon movie that opens next week. The people that were sitting right in front of me, they were on their phones for pretty much the whole movie. Either they thought quietly talking on their phones or texting or checking messages. They must have been very, very, very important people.
It's so aggravating to see the light from the phone, isn't it?
It completely takes you out of the experience of trying to engage with the movie. But Scorsese says people talking and texting on their phones is why he won't go. People getting up several times to get concessions is why he won't go. And people actually talking to each other in not-so-hushed voices are the reasons that he won't go. And, I haven't gotten to the point where I refuse to go, but it is annoying. And it's why people don't want to go. People don't want to spend that much money to go see a movie and pay that much money for concessions and have the whole experience ruined by other people who are simply being rude.
We come to love, to cry.
That's right.
Listen, to care.
Yeah, listen to her.
Because we need that, all of us.
Take that the sound bite and put in some the crinkly sound of a Twizzler bag while somebody's and chewing and hey, these are good. These Twizzlers are really good, aren't they?
The theaters ought to dig up that old film that I think it was Larry Lujack, maybe with little Tommy, about being quiet in the
theater
movies.
Etiquette, right?
Yeah, yep. We need to see that again before a movie.
Yeah. Or put ejector seats in, so somebody starts misbehaving, you just completely bounce them out into the parking lot.
If you want to watch your movies on the AMC channel, you're going to have to put up with some commercials, aren't you?
They already are running the trailers that they show in the movies are essentially commercials for movies anyway. Mm-hmm. So and there's like 20 of them usually before they actually show you a movie. But now AMC theaters say that they're going to actually put in real live commercials like we see on television into the pre-theater lineup That's going to begin on July the 1st. They say that a lot of other theater chains already do this, and hasn't hurt attendance. So they're going to start doing it as well.
Yeah, I didn't realize they weren't doing it.
Yeah, I make it a point to come later. I try to bypass it and feed it. Like if you come in like 20 minutes late, usually you miss all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean the times that are listed as the start time for the movie isn't really the start time for the movie.
Not even close.
Yeah,
not even close.
We're on to that, Dean. How does the new Wicked look to you?
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for the second half of Wicked to come out. Right around Thanksgiving time, the first part of the movie Wicked made $734 million when it came out about Thanksgiving time or so last year. None of that money was Bob's, by the way, to actually sit through a three-hour movie musical. That will never happen. But for many of the rest of us, that Wicked movie was just one of the best.
My family loved it.
And
they did.
As I say, none of that money actually came out of Bob's wallet. But this second half now of the movie, they have released the first footage of it. And if you go to WGNTV.com, we've got the full trailer up, but just to hear the song for which the second half is named is worth hearing. Here is part two of Wicked for Good.
Now, the wife and kids will love it, I'll tell you that.
The movie opens November 21st, so I have between now and then to see if we can convince Bob to go and see the movie. How about if people donate to a charity? And we hit a certain level of donations,
and
then you'll go see a movie musical?
Jimmy Buffett's estate is caught up in controversy at the moment. What's the deal here?
Yeah, that's such a shame when things like this happen. Jimmy Buffett died 2 years ago. He left an estate worth $275 million. His wife of 46 years, Jane Buffett, was named as the trustee for this. And the co-trustee, I should say, because there is another co-trustee who has told Jane Buffett that she would only get $2 million of this $275 million. She says that she's been stonewalled by this other co-trustee for over a year and is accusing him of not acting in her best interests. The other co-trustee, whose name has not been released, has not commented. But since then, he has filed a petition to remove the widow's name as a co-trustee and personal representative of the estate. So these two trustees, one his widow, are battling over control of the trust. And it's, you know, again, such a shame when this happens. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to get all your affairs in order.
Yeah, no kidding.
Put all this in writing so your family and your loved ones can avoid all of this later on. It happens all the time when somebody dies.
How'd it go with the Benicio del Toro interview for you?
Yeah, very nice. That's part of why we were gone last week. We're in New York seeing this new Wes Anderson movie called The Phoenician Scheme. It is a very typical Wes Anderson movie, of which I am a fan. The plot is almost secondary to the very distinctive feel and look of these the movies that this eclectic director puts together. This one is about one of the world's richest guys. He wants to leave his fortune to his daughter, who is a nun. She has a full-time tutor with her all of the time. So it's kind of an interesting twist. As I say, the plot isn't as important as the style and the actors who want to be part of Wes Anderson movies, and that includes Benicio del Toro. It includes Michael Cera from Superbad. And also in one of her first major motion picture debuts, Mia Trapleton, who happens to be the daughter of Kate Winslet. Here they are.
I know how excited I am when I get to see a Wes Anderson movie. And I can only imagine the excitement for actors that get to be in them. Benicio, is it a special thing for an actor?
Definitely. And it's not because it's on three levels, I think. Is number one, you're going to be part of the Wes Anderson, world. And then the script. It's one hell of a script with characters that are layered, and they have all these three characters have arcs.
I mean, the movie is Wes's world. I mean, his imagination and his rendering of his material that he generates, which is incredible. But also there's the filmmaking experience as an actor.
Did I read correctly that you once wanted to be a marine biologist?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
That's so
it is true. And I do have my scuba diving license.
Really?
I wanted to do that. And then I realized that I'm no good at maths and science. No, I still find it incredibly fascinating.
They were the things that you had to learn to go along with it.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But I was, I must have been 10 when I was really wanting to do that. Even before, I'd watched Blue Planet. It was my favorite thing to watch when I was younger. Still is.
Benicio and Michael, did you once want to do something else before you became actors?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I didn't know what I wanted to be for a while. But when I was younger, I wanted to be a basketball player. You know, and quickly you realize, well, you know what? It's not as easy as it looks, or as the dream looks, you know.
Yeah. Michael?
Well, I mean, I kind of started working when I was young.
Right.
And it kind of just like accidentally became my job. But I think if I wasn't doing this, maybe I'd be like a private investigator.
Yeah, I could definitely see him in that role. What would you have done, Bob, if you had not gone on, the radio and TV?
Marine biologist, because George Costanza,
the tennis ball, the golf ball.
The sea was angry that day.
The seas were angry that day, my friend.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.